Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, good afternoon. Royals drop the finale in Pittsburgh. And they do so in a fashion that we really haven't seen all that often. Well, we've seen it plenty over the years. I'm talking 2024. We haven't seen many losses like this one today. 4-3, the final score. Royals still sitting comfortably, 14 games above 500, still comfortably in possession of a postseason invite. Phone lines are open for you. We can talk about it if you so choose. The text line is there as well if you're multitasking at the moment. Shoot me a text, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I say it's a loss in a fashion that we haven't seen very often. I'm not necessarily talking about the obvious number that jumps out to you in the box score, on my game notes. Right, 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position for a team that has spent most of the season at the top of the standings as far as hitting with runners in scoring position. Obviously, this type of performance today is the anomaly. Now you can let me know if I'm off base, if you think there's something to read into with, you know, Bobby going 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position, Salvi going 0-for-1. Keep in mind, one of Bobby's at-bats with a man in scoring position with Tommy Pham standing on third base, Bobby got the job done. Sometimes you just need to tip your cap to the opposition. One heck of a throw by Pirates right fielder Billy Cook to get Tommy Pham at the dish. There in the top of the third inning, that would have given the Royals a 2-1 lead. But you know, that right there, that to me is an example of why today was so abnormal. I'm not losing a baseball game. Now, it's great that that feels abnormal in 2024. But no, the fashion in which they lost, right? Pittsburgh's defense made a game-changing play. The Royals' defense is known for doing that. That's why this defensive unit ranks, you know, top five in just about every defensive metric. Not only that, but the opposing team's base running was more of a difference maker than the Royals' base running today. Now that's not normal. Again, the Royals, base running wise, one of the five best groups in the sport. But you look at that fifth inning, the two-run game-altering fifth inning against Brady Singer there in the fifth inning. The first run that they scored, right, them taking that 3-2 lead, that was all base running. And again, it was Billy Cook getting it done. The rookie right fielder from the nine spot leads off that fifth inning. Tie game 2-2. He singles as he takes a sinker running in from Brady Singer. Now it's elevated, and he takes it to left field, but he scores from first base on a hard ground ball up the middle. Think about that. Now, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa Smokes a ground ball back up the middle to left center field. Garrett Hampson shaded more towards right center field, and by the time he corrals the ball and gets it into the infield, Billy Cook's already been waved around third base and is on his way to score the third Pirates run of the game. So, I mean, how many times has this happened where not only is the Royals' clutch gene nowhere to be found, right? Again, 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. But not only that, but the opposing defense, the opposing base running group, they're the ones making game-altering plays. Again, guys, if we were to describe the 2024 Kansas City Royals and what has allowed them to sit still, even with this loss, 14 games above 500. Well, it would obviously begin with the starting pitching. And today, Brady Singer, 5 innings of 4-run baseball. I don't think he was as bad as that line would indicate. I guess that right there also spits in the face of what we've become accustomed to seeing. You know, Brady Singer normally finds a way to work around ever-changing strike zone. Man, I got to be honest, I'm fine if this is a smoke signal to all that the Royals lost. Right, a post-game show talking about referees or umpires. But that strike zone this entire weekend in Pittsburgh, boy, that was rough. That was rough today. It was rough last night. It was rough back on Friday night as well. But when you get that type of performance from Brady, from the home plate umpire, when he's unable to make that big pitch against Rowdy Tellez in the fifth inning, when he walks in the fourth and ultimately game-winning run, that is certainly going to stand out to you. But if you're describing this team at 2024, it begins with the rotation. Okay, so if Brady was just below average, right, he wouldn't say that he was bad, but he kept the team in the game, right? He gave the team a chance to win, and I think that is the bar for the 2024 Royals. Right, 90-95% of the games this season, the starting pitching has given the team a chance to win. So while you expect the rotation to be elite, the standard is that the starter gives you a chance to win. The starters are elite, the defense is elite, the base running is elite, and the ability to come through with a big knock with runners in scoring position, that too has been elite. And yet today, Pittsburgh did all of those things just a little bit better than Kansas City. Might be a tough pill for some to swallow, but I tend to believe that tomorrow night at Kauffman Stadium, those things will return because Seth Lugo returns to the mound. Right, the same defense and base running group that we've watched lead this team to the first winning season in Kansas City since 2015. Those guys are more likely to duplicate what they've done than Pittsburgh. I don't know where Pittsburgh goes after this, but I believe that tomorrow night, the Royals pitching, defense, base running, and hitting with runners in scoring position, I think their performance will outshine Pittsburgh's performance wherever they may be playing. So again, the phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. But again, Bobby Witt Jr. has been outstanding this season in those spots, and he darn near was again today. Salvi's been great. Yuli Gurriel's been great with runners in scoring position. I mean, he came through with the sack fly in the second inning to put the boys on the board. So when those three go a combined 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, yeah, you would love for someone else to step up in a big spot. You'd love to see Tommy Pham or Paul DeJong, you know, Adam Frazier come through with that big knock. But I'm not sweating it. How can you sweat it when your feet are up and you're preparing for October? In whatever fashion October presents itself, whether it's at Kauffman Stadium, it's in Baltimore, wherever it might be. As of right now, the Royals are 4 games back of Cleveland with 12 to play. They're 2 back of Baltimore to guarantee a home playoff game. 2 back of the Orioles with 12 to play. And that lead over the Detroit Tigers, that lead that protects that playoff invite, that lead remains 5 games. Now, Detroit is on their way to Kansas City as we speak. A 3-game series beginning tomorrow night at the K. The Royals can bury Detroit. Again, the magic number for the Royals to clinch a playoff spot is 8. Any combination of Royals victories and Detroit Tigers defeats that add up to 8, and the Royals are going to indeed return to October baseball. Now, to me, it's already a foregone conclusion, but those magic numbers are always fun to follow. Phone lines are open. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. We'll get to your thoughts and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
And the pitch. And a swing and a liner down the left field line. That's in for a hit. It's going to roll all the way to the fence. Gurriel can cruise around third base. He'll come in to score. And into second with an RBI double goes Michael Garcia. The Royals take a 2-1 lead. Back-to-back doubles in the fourth inning.
Yeah, and the story of the game would be that's all they would get in that fourth inning. Back-to-back one-out doubles puts the boys in front. But you were just always left wanting a little bit more. That's Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan and The Fan AM 610. Michael Garcia, not only did he come through there with the RBI double in the fourth inning, but a one-out single in the sixth gives him his first multi-hit game since before Vinny Pasquantino went down with the injury. Man, many of you know how I feel about Michael Garcia already. I think many of you already can observe or already have observed what he can be to this lineup, especially now with Tommy Pham holding it down as the leadoff hitter. Right, not asking Michael to be that guy anymore. Just hold it down in the eighth spot. You and Kyle Isbell cause havoc at the bottom of the lineup. Man, if you can get Michael some confidence going into October, that would be big. Yeah, 2-1 there in the fourth inning. Garcia would play, tease, tempt the Pirates starter, Jared Jones, as he danced around there at second base, ultimately forcing an errant throw from the pitcher, allowed him to move up to third base. And after a Garrett Hampson walk, the Royals had first and third with only one out. Tommy Pham went down looking, and Bobby Witt Jr. flew out to center field. Yeah, again, 1-for-12 today with runners in scoring position as the Royals fall 4-3 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, first time came in the second inning after the leadoff walk to Michael Massey was rewarded by a Yuli Gurriel sack fly. The Royals had 2 on, 1 out, but Michael Garcia went down looking at a questionable strike 3, 98, just off the plate. I don't know. Again, shaky strike zone really all weekend. I don't want to focus on that too much, but and I have 3 question marks on my game notes, on my box score. I always put a question mark when I disagree with the home plate umpire. I don't do it very often. Maybe once every other game. There's been multiple instances in each of the 3 games this weekend in Pittsburgh. A real rough showing, no doubt. My game notes, by the way, are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. All right, let's go to the text line, 913-586-7965. Some love here for Daniel Lynch. Man, I'm glad you brought that up, 913. Daniel Lynch, 2 innings of relief. Kept the Pirates at 4, gave his offense an opportunity. Now, the Royals were unable to do anything with those opportunities, going down 1-2-3 in the 8th and the 9th innings against David Bednar and Aroldis Chapman. But credit to Daniel Lynch. Yeah, he comes out and keeps it right there at 4-3 Pittsburgh as he doesn't allow a hit across 2 scoreless innings of relief. It's now 7 games for Lynch since returning as a reliever. In those 7 games, he's thrown 11 scoreless innings, 12 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 086 against Daniel Lynch. 913-586-7965. That's our text line number. That's our phone number as well, 913-586-7965. And you know what? If we're handing out bouquets the way of the bullpen, I don't think I've said one encouraging thing about this young man all season, so let me say it right now. Carlos Hernandez, nice job. That's it. I'm not going to go overboard. You know, 5 scoreless frames in his last 5 appearances. Nice job. 12 games to go. Keep it going. Carry that into the postseason. Again, for as much as I want to go on and on about what Carlos Hernandez could mean to this team moving forward, for as much as I want to do that, I refuse, because I did that in 2021 and 2022 and 2023 and no. 12 games to go. Let me see what you can do over the final dozen games, and then we'll see. You know, do you find yourself on that playoff roster? Can Carlos Hernandez elbow out James MacArthur? Can he bump out John Schreiber? We'll see. Certainly won't be easy. Speaking of which, it has not been easy of late for Bobby Witt Jr. He goes 0-for today. Now, still drives in a run. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's in a skid. No, he's just not putting up the eye-popping numbers that we've become accustomed to seeing in 2024. Now, Bobby still drives in a run. Does so with a walk, but nonetheless picks up his 103rd RBI on the season. Almost picked up another RBI, as I mentioned, that hard fly ball to right field with the man on third. Man, I thought that was going to be a sacrifice fly. But credit to the Pirates right fielder. How about that? The Pirates right fielder on Roberto Clemente Day is the story of the Pirates' victory. You know, wearing the number 21, it is somewhat beautiful if you could acknowledge it, if you can look past your Royals fandom. For Billy Cook to throw Tommy Pham out at the dish in the third, to score from first on a single in the fifth, it was a pretty impressive day for the Pirates right fielder. Let's hear what he had to say afterward to Sportsnet Pittsburgh. It's just a very cool day honoring one of the greatest men to ever put on the spikes.
Billy, you were tasked with something really big today. On Roberto Clemente Day, you got to be the guy out in right field under the Clemente wall, wearing number 21. What do you make of that honor?
Very special to me, especially as my first Roberto Clemente Day, right? And so being able to be out where he played and just honor his position and play the game hard, that's all I can do. And I know that he would be proud and try to make his family proud as well.
He would have been very proud of that throw as well in the third inning. What was going through your mind as you made that one hopper down the first baseline to throw out a runner?
Right when you see it in the air, your heart starts pounding and you know he's going to go, and just try to get behind it, give Joey a chance to tag him out, and hopefully a one hop's easy, you know, and he did a great job. So that's it, you know, done it 100 times and just continue to try to do the same thing.
You also scored your first run as a Pittsburgh Pirate today, but to do it in the fashion of going from first to home had to have been pretty exciting.
Yeah, and tiring. stealing on that, and Zay put it in play, hit the gap between second and short, and knew I was going to third, and then Bells was like, all right, send him home, and no play there, and I don't even know what happened, but I was going hard the whole way until they stopped me.
The kids just blacked out for like 2.5 hours, right? A rookie in right field, wearing 21, you know, the ghosts are in the building, so that's cool. Well done. Again, Sportsnet Pittsburgh with the audio there. Bobby Witt Jr.'s 103 RBIs, 6th most in Major League Baseball, and he still leads the game with a .331 batting average. That's best in baseball. His .979 OPS is top 5 in baseball. The Witt Watch, our daily Witt Watch, is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. We'll dive back into that text line and head back inside the clubhouse after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals lose 4-3, the final score. They fall just short of finishing off a three-game sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates. In total, it's a 3-3 road trip, and we're down to the final 12 games of 2024. A six-game homestand followed by a six-game road trip, and then who knows how long it lasts in October. So the Royals lose despite holding the opponent to four runs. Again, man, the theme of this game, the theme of this postgame show is Royals lose in a fashion that we don't see all that often. Again, it's not a homer take because the Royals have lost 68 times. It's not as if you can say, oh, they don't lose very often. No, they lose plenty. But they don't often see the other team have the defensive play of the game. They don't often see the other team have the base running moment of the game. They don't often see the other starting pitcher perform just as well, if not better, than their starting pitcher. That's not to knock Brady Singer. I'm talking about final lines. Their starter only allowed two earned runs, while the Royals allowed four. Again, that doesn't tell the story of Brady Singer's day. Singer's six strikeouts across five innings. Those six punch-outs push him past Larry Gura on the franchise's all-time strikeout leaderboard. Brady now sits alone with the 12th most punch-outs in baseball history. But then, yeah, allowing only four runs and not pulling out the win, that's only happened, 20% of the time this season? Like, the Royals are 78-20 when they hold the opponent to four runs or less. 78-20, yeah, that's, I mean, exactly, almost 78%, right? Almost 80%, right on the nose. 80% of the time when this Royals team holds the opposition to four runs or fewer, they're walking away with a victory. So, you know, I see you on the text line. I see you, SJ. I see you saying you're pulling your hair out with this team going 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. I get it. Riley Mantis, I see your frustration as well. But again, this one to me is just such a anomaly. One that I don't have an issue tipping my cap to Pittsburgh. And if you're ever going to, you know, I said this the other day in with the Yankees game. If you're ever going to lose to the Yankees, if you're ever going to find yourself going, okay, that I got no problem with them winning tonight. It's September 11th. If you're ever going to have a day where you're like, okay, I don't really mind the Pirates pulling this one out. Yeah, it's Roberto Clemente Day, and that's exactly what happened today. They found a way because their right fielder made plays that I don't know if he's ever made in the big leagues before. So it's, you know, kind of poetic. Singer, despite giving up those four earned runs, his ERA is still just a shade above 3.5. Still top 25 in Major League Baseball. In fact, you know, Royals have four of the top 25 best ERAs in baseball. Seth Lugo, fifth best. Waka, 15. Cole Reagans, 16. Brady Singer, though, he takes the loss. He's now 9-11 on the season. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. That's also our text line number. Yuli Gurriel from the 816. Yuli Gurriel does deserve more love. Now, more love in that, I don't know if I've mentioned him yet. Now, Yuli's given you a professional at-bat. Now, he might not be able to leg out many doubles unless the center fielder slips and falls, which is exactly what happened to him with that one-out double in the fourth. But Yuli Gurriel has the look to me of like a Brett Favre in that Brett Favre's going to be able to throw a football 50, 60, 70 yards until he's 50, 60, 70 years old. Yuli Gurriel's got that Julio Franco about him, where Yuli could be 47, and I think he can still get a knock in the big leagues. I mean, he's 40 right now when he picked up a walk, a sack fly, and a double. Gurriel's made only six starts since joining the Royals. But in those six starts, he has five hits, two of those coming with runners in scoring position. In those six starts, he has scored four runs and has driven in four runs. I appreciate that. And as we've said all season, you know, the only thing that is similar about this postgame show than the 149 that came before it, the only thing that this postgame show has that is similar to those is that you look at the next day's starting pitcher and, boy, does that not put you in the best of moods. And following a loss, I understand hanging your head, but then you note that Cole Reagans goes on Tuesday night. And tomorrow, it's Seth Lugo. So yeah, difficult one. You wanted to finish off the sweep, but tip your cap on Clemente Day and get ready for Seth Lugo, who was wearing the 21, honoring his Puerto Rican heritage. Seth Lugo on the Hill tomorrow. I'll talk to you then. Take care.
The following. It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.